Today's scripture is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 through 3 and 8 through 16. Faith is the reality of what we hope for, the proof of what we don't see. The elders in the past were approved because they showed faith. By faith, we understand that the universe has been created by a word from God, so that the visible came into existence from the invisible. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was going to receive as an inheritance. He went out without knowing where he was going. By faith, he lived in the land he had been promised as a stranger. He lived in tents along with Isaac and Jacob, who were co-heirs of the same promise. He was looking forward to a city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, even Sarah received the ability to have a child, though she herself was barren and past the age for having children, because she believed that the one who promised was faithful. So descendants were born from one man, and he was as good as dead. They were as many as the number of the stars in the sky, and as countless as the grains of sand on the seashore. All of these people died in faith without receiving the promises, but they saw the promises from a distance and welcomed them. They confessed that they were strangers and immigrants on earth. People who say this kind of thing make it clear that they are looking for a homeland. If they had been thinking about the country that they had left, they would have had the opportunity to return to it, but at this point in time, they are longing for a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God isn't ashamed to be called their God. He has prepared a city for them. This is the word of God.
So there is a canyon in the Hunan province of China, and it's a pretty impressive canyon. It's 940 feet across, which is about three times the length of a football field. So it's far, and it's very deep. It's 540 feet deep. And those are the dimensions, 940 feet wide and 540 feet deep. Those are the dimensions where there is a footbridge that goes across the canyon. Now, this footbridge used to be made out of wood, and it was suspended across the canyon by ropes. And people used to say that you were pretty brave if you could get across that bridge, that rickety wooden bridge, across that vast canyon. But now the bridge has since been replaced. But there are people who say that it takes more nerve today to cross that bridge. And the reason is that bridge is now made out of glass. Oh, yes. Now, this bridge is state of the art, I'm telling you. It's suspended by steel cables. It has glass sides for safety. But the fact that the walkway is made completely of glass is unnerving at best. And people react to it in different ways. Some people, they crawl across the bridge. Other people, they'll get right up against the edge, you know, and hold onto the cable. And they'll only walk on the metal pieces that frame the glass. Other people, they get halfway across the bridge and they lose their nerve. And they literally have to be dragged back to the beginning. And of course, other people never attempt it at all. I mean, the sight of their feet there so high above the canyon floor, it just overwhelms any thought they have of getting to that destination. Now, they know in their hearts, they know in their minds that that bridge is safe, that that glass is not going to give way beneath them, but their eyes tell them something different. Their eyes tell them a different story. And for many, that's the end of the story. They're not going to trust a bridge made out of glass. Now, in every one of our lives, we have dreams. We have visions. We have hopes. And a lot of times, those visions and those hopes and those dreams, they're laid on our hearts by God. God gives us hopes and visions and dreams about the best way that we ought to live. How best we ought to live to bring happiness to ourselves, happiness to those around us. How best we can live to please God. He gives us those hopes and those visions, and we see them in the distance. But here's the thing. The only way we can reach those hopes and those dreams, the only way we can see those realized is if we step out in faith. And sometimes stepping out in faith is difficult. Stepping out in faith is like walking across a glass bridge. We may know we ought to do it. We may know the reward is great. But you know, looking around at the world and how it tells us we can't do things, we look around at our own limitations, we look around at our own experiences, and we see those things. And so we don't go. Well, God wants us to see less with eyes that look at those things and more with eyes that see with our hearts. He wants us to see with our hearts and see those visions, see those hopes, see those dreams that He has planted out there for us, and then walk across that bridge. That bridge that's called faith towards realizing those dreams. Now, Paul tells us today in our passage, he lays out one fundamental truth, a truth that we see over and over expressed in the Bible in one way or another. We see it in spoken word, but we see it in story as well. We see it over and over, and it's this. He says, the way Paul puts it, faith is the reality. Faith is the reality of what we hope for. It's the proof of what we don't see. In other words, faith is like a bridge between what we hope for and the realization of those hopes. Faith is the bridge. It's like a solid but invisible glass floor. It's impossible to see, but it's the only possible way to realize those visions and those hopes that God has put on our hearts. Well, Paul lifts up this fundamental truth, and then he begins to lift up examples of greats of the faith who have done just that, who have had great things laid on their hearts, great visions laid on their hearts, and then they took extraordinary action to step out on that bridge of faith and go towards those visions, to get hold of those hopes. He lifts up Cain and Abel, who gave the best of himself, gave the best of all he was able to produce, all he owned. He gave the best of it to a God he could not see, but who he knew in his heart. He stepped on that bridge of faith and gave the best of himself to God. He lifts up the example of Noah, who built an ark in the middle of the desert in preparation for a flood that was nowhere on the horizon. Yet God had given him this vision. God had given him this sign, this warning. And he acted on that. He stepped out on that bridge of faith and he saved his family. And then Paul lifts up Abraham and Sarah. who received a vision from God of a place where he wanted them to go, a land where he wanted them to dwell. And then he gave them a vision of a child who would be born, who would be the beginning of a whole new race of people, a people of God. And Abraham and Sarah, they saw this vision, a vision given to two people who were way beyond childbearing years, two people who were probably too old to be having visions and dreams. Yet they grasped hold of those and they stepped out on that bridge of faith. They packed up everything that they had and they struck out into the desert looking for this land that God said he was going to show them. Walking out on that bridge of faith, they conceived that child who one day would become the beginning of this whole new race of God's people. They stepped out in faith. They stepped out on that bridge, and Abraham went out one night, and he looked up into the stars. You remember this story. He looks up into the sky, and he counts all the stars, and then with absolute confidence and conviction and confidence in God, he knows in his heart for certain that his descendants will outnumber those stars. Abraham and Sarah, they stepped out in faith, out on that bridge of faith, not based on what they saw, but based on what they saw with their hearts. And as they did, Scripture says, they saw promises from a distance, and they welcomed them. They moved towards those promises. Based on their faith. Now, Paul lifts up these greats of the faith, you know. He lifts up these great people of faith. And it's true, they're wonderful, they're great. And we can be tempted to go ahead and look at that and say, well, yeah, okay, they're really great. They had really great faith. That's why they're in the Bible, and I'm not, because I don't have that kind of faith. I just don't have that kind of faith. And so, we let our hopes die. And we let those visions fade. But listen, this is so important. It may be true that we don't feel that we have great faith. But the truth is, every single one of us has faith enough. Every single one of us has faith enough. Every single one of us has the amount of faith that any of those greats of the faith had when they first received those visions and when they first arrived at the threshold of that bridge of faith and when they first took those first steps. We all have that much faith because here's the faith that they had. The faith that they had when they received those visions and when they got to that place where God is coaxing them across that bridge to see those visions realized. The faith that they had was simply this, that the God who had given them that vision was the same God who created everything around them. The God that had given them that vision that they could not see with their eyes had created everything they can see with their eyes. And because God is creator and God has created everything around us, God can also give us those visions and he also creates that bridge of faith across which we are to go. By faith, Paul says, we understand that the universe has been created by a word of God so that the visible came to existence from the invisible. Okay? By faith, we understand that the universe has been created by a word of God so that the visible became out of the invisible. God can create the visible from the invisible. He can also create those visions in us. He also creates that bridge of faith across which we can move confidently. because God means to fulfill his vision. And we can move across that bridge. See, we don't have to believe that we have the faith. We don't have to have faith in ourselves that we can create something out of nothing. We only have to believe that God can, and that God has, and that God will. That's all we need to take those first steps in faith towards fulfilling that vision he's laid on our hearts. And sometimes, you know, taking those first steps in faith are really just steps towards even a bigger plan that God has, a bigger vision than we even know. I have a friend named Mike I met a couple of weeks ago. And Mike would tell you he lived a reckless life. He lived a really rough life. And he and his wife both, they were reckless people, and they did things that they would say now were sinful. They lived a very reckless life. But one day, something happened. One day, Mike and his wife had a daughter. And it began to change the way that Mike saw life. He began to see things differently. He began to have a hope for his daughter that was different than what the life that he was living. And part of that hope that he had for his daughter included God. So Mike began to pray. And he began to pray about this hope he had for his daughter. And the more he prayed, the more he began to believe. And the more he believed, the more he became convinced of the reality of God, the reality of Christ. And now he has this home. He and his wife are committed Christians. They're devoted to God. Their household is ordered around God. It is full of the love of Jesus Christ. Those little daughters of his, now he has two. They love the church. They love Jesus. They are just all over the place excited about Christ. They're like little spiritual angels in that house, and they have led Mike and his wife into leadership in that home and leadership around their church and leadership in their community. He's led them and inspired them in their faith. But the best part of this story is the part you would not see if you just looked at Mike and his wife and his beautiful family. Because the best part of the story is that vision for Mike's home, a Christian home, a beautiful home, was a vision that was placed on his mother's heart some 30 years ago. A vision for that beautiful Christian home that she began to nurture, that she took hold of and stepped out on that bridge of faith, and day after day and year after year in prayer nurtured that vision. Day after day, year after year. Even though all the evidence around her would contradict that dream, even though everything that Mike was doing in his life contradicted that vision, she stayed with it. She continued across that bridge until now. Today, she's standing on the other side in that reality. In that reality, nurtured by faith. Son, daughter-in-law, and two beautiful girls standing together, living in a reality that once was only a vision laid on her heart by God. So what's your vision? What's your dream? What's that hope that God is laying on your heart today? Maybe God's laying on your heart today a vision, a dream, a hope for a better marriage. Maybe he's coaxing you to the threshold of that bridge and asking you to take the first step to being the one who's kinder or more generous or more patient or whatever it needs. Or maybe just the one who sits down every day and is praying for the health and the happiness and the wholeness of your spouse. Maybe God's calling you today. Maybe he's giving you a vision today of a move you need to make in your vocation, in your career, in your education, in a relationship, forgiveness, more commitment. Maybe he's calling you to do something today that is super exciting to you and super challenging to you, and at the same time is just, you know it's going to take you out of your comfort zone and you know it's going to mess up your life, but it's calling you. It's calling you. And God is saying, come on across that bridge. Come on across that bridge one step at a time. What's God calling you today? What is he calling you today to do? What's the hope? Maybe it's a vision of yourself in mission, in helping other people for the sake of Christ. Who knows? Who knows what it is? But whatever it is, when God is laying that on our hearts and we get to the threshold of that bridge, we have a couple of choices, you know. We can not go at all. We can go and lose heart. We can try and sort of sneak our way by. But you know what? God wants us to walk out confidently onto that bridge of faith and go after and go towards that vision that he has set up for us on the other side. And here's why. Because listen, even beyond capturing that vision, even beyond realizing those dreams, there's a greater reward. And that is this. As we walk across that bridge in faith, we gain something that we can pass on to our children, to those around us. Fundamental truths. God is creator. And he cares about his creation. And that means you, and that means me. God lays visions and dreams and hopes on our hearts. And he coaxes us across that bridge of faith towards their realization. And best of all, the greatest reward, even beyond what we may attain, the greatest reward is God himself. For it's on that trip across that bridge that he walks with us. And we come to know him better. And we begin to dwell with him now and into eternity. So what's your hope? What's your vision? How might today be God be calling you to the threshold of that bridge? And how must he be waiting to walk across it step by step with you and with me? Seeing not only with our eyes, but with our heart. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, your word is so rich, and your word is so powerful, and your word is so true. And oh God, I know we struggle, Lord, to understand it all the time and to apply it all the time to our lives. But we ask that by your Holy Spirit, we are able to do that. We just pray today, Lord, that if any part of what I have just said has struck a chord, that, Lord, you will now play music on that chord. You will just play a symphony on that chord in our hearts and lead us towards the future you have for us. Oh, God, I ask this now in your powerful name. Amen.